بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحاقة.
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate. The indubitable event. Literally, al-haqqa denotes something that is bound to take place without a doubt. The significance of using this for the resurrection and at the outset of the surah is to convey to the disbelievers that their denial of the inevitable event, howsoever vehement, will fail to avert its occurrence. And what is that indubitable event? These two questions, asked in quick succession, are aimed at alerting and drawing the attention of the addressees. They should better realize the significance of the contents of this message and listen with the attention that it deserves.
وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحَاقَّةُ.
And what do you know what that indubitable event is?
كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ وَعَادٌ بِالْقَارِعَةِ.
The Thamud and the Ad denied the possibility of a sudden calamity, calling it false. Since the Meccan disbelievers rejected the resurrection and dismissed its tidings mockingly, they are warned that, irrespective of their rejection and denial, the last day is bound to happen. They are further told that its rejection has a deep bearing on the morals of the nation and their future. It is fairly evident from the history of earlier communities that those who rejected the belief of the hereafter, mistaking this worldly life as the only life and denied their appearance and accountability before God, landed themselves into moral degeneration. Ultimately, divine penalty exterminated them from the earth. Al-Qari'ah literally means rapping, striking, and thumping. This terminology has been used for the resurrection, Qiyamah, which emphasizes that it will be an extremely horrendous and dreadful event. Then the Thamud were destroyed by an awesome upheaval. Al-Taghiyah is described as Al-Raifa in verse 78 of Surah Al-Araf, Al-Seha in verse 67 of Surah Al-Hud, and Sa'ika in verse 17 of Surah Ha-Mim Al-Sajda. All these expressions refer to an astonishing upheaval.
وَأَمَّا عَادٌ فَأُهْلِكُوا بِرِيحٍ صَرْصَرٍ عَاتِيَةٍ.
And the Ad were destroyed by a furiously raging windstorm.
سَخَّرَهَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَبْعَ لَيَالٍ وَثَمَانِيَةَ أَيَّامٍ حُسُومًا فترى القوم فيها صرعا كأنهم أعجاز نخل خاوية.
Which he let loose upon them for 7 nights and 8 days in succession, so that if you had been there, you might have seen people lying prostrate, as though they were uprooted trunks of hollowed palm trees.
فهل ترى لهم من باقية.
Do you now see any trace of them?
وَجَاءَ فِرْعَوْنُ وَمَنْ قَبْلَهُ وَالْمُؤْتَفِكَاتُ بِالْخَاطِئَةِ.
Pharaoh and those before him and the people of the overturned habitations all engaged in the same great sin. This is an allusion to the settlements and dwellings of the people of the Prophet Lot, peace be upon him, which, as mentioned in verse 82 of Surah Hud and verses 74 of Surah Al-Hijr, were completely razed to the ground.
فَعَصَوْا رَسُولَ رَبِّهِمْ فَأَخَذَهُمْ أَخْذَةً رَّابِيَةً.
They did not follow the messenger of their Lord, and so he seized them with a severe grip.
إِنَّا لَمَّا طَغَى الْمَاءُ حَمَلْنَاكُمْ فِي الْجَارِيَةِ.
Verily, when the water rose to great heights. This refers to the flood in the days of the Prophet Noah, peace be upon him, which for their serious offenses drowned a whole community except the believers among them. We bore you upon a floating vessel, i.e. the ark. The whole human race that exists today consists of the descendants of those who boarded the ark several thousands of years ago. Hence, it is said that God bore you upon a floating ark. In other words, mankind survives to this day because God had rescued the believers and drowned only the disbelievers in the deluge.
لِنَجْعَلَهَا لَكُمْ تَذْكِرَةً وَتَعِيَهَا أُذُنٌ وَاعِيَةٌ
So that we might make it an instructive event for you, and retentive ears might preserve its memory. Reference is made to the retentive ears that facilitate taking a lesson which penetrates to the heart. The obvious allusion is to the attentive listeners who do not disregard the truth. They remember this instructive event and draw a lesson. They realize that the rejection of the hereafter or God's messengers incurs devastating consequences.
فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ نَفْخَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ
So when the trumpet is blown with a single blast, before studying the later verses, it should be borne in mind that at places the Quran states the three different phases of resurrection which will unfold in quick succession. At others, the Quran provides a coherent narrative combining all these phases together. For example, verse 87 of Surah An-Naml refers first to the blowing of the trumpet. All human beings will rise on hearing its dreadful sound. Then they will witness the harrowing spectacle of the end of the present order of the universe, which is graphically described in verses 1 and 2 of Surah Al-Hajj, 49 and 50 of Surah Yasin, and 1 to 6 of Surah Al-Takwir. Verses 67 to 70 of Surah Al-Zumar relate to the devastating effects of the second and third blowing of the trumpet. The former will bring about the death of all human beings, while the latter will cause their resurrection and appearance before God. Verses 102 to 112 of Surah Taha, 101 to 103 of Surah Al-Anbiya, 51 to 53 of Surah Yasin, and 20 to 22 of Surah Kahf refer to only the third blowing of the trumpet.
وَحُمِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ وَالْجِبَالُ فَدُكَّتَا دَكَّةً وَاحِدَةً
And the earth and the mountains are carried aloft and are crushed to bits at one stroke.
فَيَوْمَئِذٍ وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ
On that day shall that indubitable event come to pass.
وَانْشَقَّتِ السَّمَاءُ فَهِيَ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَاهِيَةٌ
When the sky will be rent asunder, the grip holding it together having loosened on that day.
والملك على أرجائها ويحمل عرش ربك فوقهم يومئذ ثمانية
And the angels will stand on the sides with eight of them bearing aloft the throne of your Lord on that day. This is one of the ambiguous verses, mutashabihat, of the Quran, of which no precise meaning can be offered. We can neither know as to what the divine throne is, nor can we understand how eight angels will bear it aloft on the Day of Judgment. However, it is inconceivable that Allah will be sitting on His throne and that eight angels will literally bear Him aloft on the Day of Judgment, for the verse does not specify this. In light of the Quranic description of God elsewhere, it cannot be assumed that He will be sitting on a particular spot or that any creature will carry Him, for He transcends the body, direction, and place. Any attempt to overstretch the import of this verse is tantamount to jeopardizing one's faith. However, this point should be understood well, that for conveying a palpable